President John Mahama has stated that the cedi is currently one of the best performing currencies in Africa, and the economy has become resilient contrary to the propaganda being peddled by the opposition NPP for political expediency. He said as a student of history and social psychology, he is aware of how some politicians create a feeling of crisis in a bid to win power. The president was interacting with students of the University of Ghana as he ended the second phase of his campaign tour of the Greater Accra region. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
President Mahama was given a heroic welcome to the campus of the University of Ghana by students and particularly residents of the famous Commonwealth Hall, of which he is an alumni. The Vandals, as they are known, escorted the president's convoy right from the entrance to the central cafeteria where the event took place. Certainly, it was a nostalgic moment for the president. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ebenezer Usu-Odro, acknowledged he had never seen such a crowd on campus.
Unfortunately for me, this is the very first time I've had to go through such a hectic crowd. I've never seen this crowd in my lecture room, not on my campus. I remember the last time I went through such a crowd was on May 9, 2001, when I was at the sports stadium. And we had a stadium stampede.
It was more of an intellectual discourse between President Mahama and the student as he tried to explain issues bordering on the economy and other aspects of the governance structure. He said he took office at a time the economy was declining, the cedi had lost its value, inflation was rising, unstable power supply, and a deficit in social infrastructure. These challenges, he said, have engaged his attention the last few years as he strived to fix them. He said the IMF program, nonetheless, has proven viable as the microeconomy has taken shape.
When we collect all the tax and duties and everything, we use 73% to pay 600,000 public sector workers. And I said, this cannot be. And so, one, let us negotiate with labor so that before we read the budget, we know how much we're going to spend on salaries. And that is what we've been doing since. And so, working with labor, gradually, we've managed to bring the wage as a percentage of tax revenues from 73% to 49%. So we had a situation where the economy was suffering because we were giving subsidies that we could not afford. And so we had to withdraw a lot of those subsidies. And so with the withdrawal of those subsidies, the economy started breathing easier. And so today, as I speak, interest rates are coming down, inflation is coming down. Everybody used to laugh at the cedi. This year, the cedi has been one of the best performing currencies in Africa.
On social infrastructure, President Mahama said with the expansion of water systems, Accra, for instance, now have 100% access to water, the first in the history of the country. He said with the revamping of the bulk oil storage and transport company BOST, the country can now boast of 9 weeks of strategic storage instead of the usual 6 weeks. With this, Ghana currently exports petroleum products to Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger.
And happily, we are entering the of energy security, because with the discovery of gas offshore, the Sankofa field work is ongoing. By next year it will be completed, and by the end of 2017, Sankofa is going to provide us with 150 million standard cubic feet of gas. And let me tell you the implication of Sankofa. 150 million standard cubic feet of gas can produce 1,000 megawatts of power a day. And the Sankofa field can produce 150 million standard cubic feet of gas a day for 20 years. So it means that it can guarantee us 1,000 megawatts of power for the next 20 years.
President Mahama said as government takes steps to create jobs for the teeming youth, students must also be guided in their course choices to enable them to align their studies to industry needs.
Pascalina Dedevo reporting.